From the KASU newsroom, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Groundbreaking took place Tuesday for one of two convention centers and hotels that are planned to open in Jonesboro. The Keller Family Hotel and Convention Center project will be located along Browns Lane Access Road near Interstate 555. The project will consist of a 159-bed Hyatt Place Hotel and a convention center. Plans are ongoing for the Red Wolf Hotel and Convention Center, which will consist of a 200-room Embassy Suites Hotel, a convention center, and a restaurant. That project is headed by O'Reilly Hospitality Management and be located near where the former track and field programs are located at Arkansas State University. Roby Brock is with Talk Business and Politics, and he gives analysis on both projects.
I think one of the advantages for Keller is obviously it's got some support from the A&P Commission financially, which is going to help it get to that break-even status a little bit quicker and hopefully, make it a more economically viable project than it might seem at first glance. But it will depend, too, on who they plan on kind of marketing their convention space to as well. There's a lot of other hotels in the area. On the flip side, the O'Reilly project is going to be located there on the ASU campus. It will have the luxury of being close to a football stadium and baseball and other athletic fields, cultural activities such as the Fowler Center. So there's some kind of built-in advantages for the O'Reilly Convention Center space with its synergy with Arkansas State and the level of kind of additional amenities that it can bring to that particular project.
And Brock says it will be a challenge for Jonesboro to house and market two convention centers.
There will be a challenge. The community is just not big enough to support two of them, it would look like on paper. And when you look at other cities around the state of Arkansas, I mean, there are very few where you can see this type of competition in towns this size. So I do think it's going to be a difficult marketing challenge for both of them initially. I guess where I give a little bit of the advantage to the O'Reilly Convention Center project in that it is going to have the full faith and force of ASU behind it in terms of marketing. We'll have to see if the A&P investment brings to the table some additional marketing that may make the Keller project even more advantageous to some. It sounds like they both may come to completion within a few months of each other, so I don't know if one of them kind of breaking ground first necessarily means they're going to get some sort of built-in advantage on potential clients.
And Brock says there'll be some economic advantages in the future when the projects open.
I mean, it brings people from outside of the normal region into Jonesboro proper and has them spending money on restaurants and at local stores. And, that money's going to circulate through the community. It's going to make more people aware of what all Jonesboro has to offer. I just don't see any downside in that, particularly if the experience is good for a softball tournament or, some sort of business expo. So I see that as a very, very positive thing. Where it could be negative, and we've seen this in some other areas of the state where the convention centers just don't turn a profit. They just don't generate enough revenue through the convention business that they have to be sustainable in the long run, and then they become a drain on the cities. Now, those are typically convention centers that are tied specifically to a city who has some ownership and operation requirements over them. The ASU campus, the O'Reilly one, does not look like it's going to have those types of city ties, whereas the A&P Commission is hooking their ship to the Keller project. And so the negatives are potentially, if one doesn't work out, could it be a drain on some city resources at some point in time? And time will just be the final judge of that.
And that's Roby Brock with Talk Business and Politics. And for KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.